You have to make a mizbech from Adoma. So Dashen Shihei Mechuber Mei Adoma. It should be attached to the ground. The mizbech has to be attached to the ground. And the Dashen means to say Shlo Yivnenu Lo Yagab Mechilos Lo Yagab Kippin. If you're not allowed to build a mizbech not on top of tunnels, not on top of Kippin, like a little little hills, it has to be on top of the Adoma itself, not elevated. Someone said, let's read what the Chiddush Donal here is, the boats were betzurei. In such a case, where let's say they made the Mizbech a little bit shorter than it was supposed to be, so they made it a little bit shorter, that's the pshat, that mokum, even though now it's on the karka, because we're not talking about underneath the Mizbech, we're not talking about on the sides of the Mizbech, we're talking about directly underneath the Mizbech itself, where you made the Mizbech a little bit shorter. The boats, Rashi says, in Nimlech Lekatras the Mizbech, and therefore now the northern side of the mizbech is like it's empty. There's no mizbech there. And you shecht it over there, it's like a psula. So that's the proof that the pshat from Rabbi Yossi is that Avad is a mizbech, the whole mizbech, no mokum of the mizbech, really is on Doron's side of the Azara. Sofren first starts after the mizbech. And the reason why a shechita on top of the mizbech is kosher, that's the znugzeras akosif. The top of the mizbech is kosher, but in the case where we make the mizbech shorter and the extra foot or two in front of the mizbech towards the tzofen side, that mokum there will be possible for shechita b'kodesh kodashim, because the ma'aser it's not on the north side of the azara, that's still considered the dome side of the azara. Omer Rabbi Zera, Zera says, "Ev she'isa lehod Rabbi Yechanan." So Tanimullah, is it possible that you're from Yechanan and doesn't say anywhere? And that's what Yechanan said before of Shang Rav Yesi, that really the whole Mizbech is B'tzof and Koi. And we don't find any remez in the Mishnah. Like, how is that possible? That was the first Pshar of Rav Yechanan, that he learned Shang Rav Yesi, that the whole Mizbech is on Tzofin. Where's the remez for that? That's the Moskash now. If she eats the Lord Rabbi Yechon or Tanina law, the Mastisim is no Mishnah, it says like that. Tzmor says, not that they went out, doch, they checked the Ashkach and they found. That's now, we read like this. Biru Mishom at Saitaina, Yofim Leseda Marokho Shni Shekotoros, Kineged Karen Marovis Dreimis. So Rashi explained that this Mishnah Talmud means again, that Biru Mishom, they chose from there. Rashi says means Midiraitzim, from the room where they stored away the wood, is at Saitaina Yofim. They set aside good wood from a taino, from a fig tree. Lefeid Marocha Shnei in order to set aside to make the second Marocha, which that they would burn the Ketoros on. Rashi says, Eitzim, which is Eitzim Marocha Gedolah Hayu, Misadrin Marocha Ketana. On the side of the big Marocha, they would make a small Marocha. Lead to the men of the Cholim to take from there some coals, La'achta from Mizbech HaPanimi, that from there they would take some coals and bring it into Mizbech HaPanim, Shloish Shekabin every morning and every evening, La'achta Aleo to burn the Ketoros. That's what they used to do. They used to set aside this wood from the fig tree to make the Marocha Shnei Shekotoros, Kineged, which was on the side, Karen Marovitz Remus, it was on the side of the west-south corner. Moshech min HaKeren, Kal Feit Tzofen, Arab Amis, it was 4 Amis towards the north side. The Yoimeid Chomis Soyin Kicholim. Where they took enough wood that they should be able to get out of here 5 Soyim worth of coals. So that's how much wood they took. That's called Yoimeid Chomis Soyin Kicholim. Over Shabbos, and they came out on Shabbos, the Yoimeid Shemoyin Soyin Kicholim. In order to take 8 soyim full of coals out of this Morocco. Shesham hoyu noisnin, shnei bezich levoinish lechem aponim. Because on Shabbos they also used to have to burn the shnei bezichim of the levoina from the lechem aponim. That's why they need a little bit more coals on Shabbos. Now the Gemara asks, well, my simna, what's this simna? How come we know this is the place where to make this Morocco shnia that we learned before? It just says it's supposed to be on the Marav side. How do we know to make on the Kerem HaRovitz Remis of 4 Amis towards the north? So my answer is Rabbi Yossi, because it goes according to Rabbi Yossi. The time you learned, Rabbi Yossi used to say Zeh simin. This is the simin. The kolanita b'fnim. L'nosim b'chutz. L'nosim ela b'samach. Anything that's taken for the purpose of the pnim, to put on the outside, you only do it near ela samach, near where you want to use it. Rashi says, Zeh simin b'yuch, the simin in your hands. That kolanita b'fnim. Anything is taken for the purpose of the pnim. Like what is taken from the inside to put on the outside. So such a thing like that, as soon as what it is, a nesnel of a summer, shale of nim, a nitnum bachus, you only put on the outside, that is bechitzain, and of the summer of the sad pnim, there has to still be a little bit towards the pnim. Shame the Mizbech Achitzain, Malcolm the son of the pnim, Yesu Menu, should be the closest place on the Mizbech Achitzain towards the pnim. Since you're taking something out of the pnim to be used for the zerachitzayin, it should be close to the pnim. That's the lashon there. Kol hanuta b'pnim. This is taken off the mizbech pnim. Linosim b'chutz supposed to be put on the mizbech achitzayin. Is the linosim ela b'samach. You only put it on the mizbech achitzayin next to the pnim. Shein l'pnim, that nothing is closer than that. And the opposite way. The kol hanuta b'chutz. Anything is taken off the mizbech achitzayin. Limos and Lefnim, the first we put inside to put them there at Pnim, and the Nitin Ella, the Sonach, Shein Lefnim, he only take it in it Ella the Sonach, plus something that's close, the closest part of the Zberchitzain to the Pnim. These are the two halachas. Now we'll explain. Smol says, mind you, what are these cases? The first case was, you call Hanita Bifnim, the Nosim Bachutz, something was taken out from the inside to be used for the outside. So my name, what is it? What's taken out from the inside to be used for the outside? Even if you want to tell me Shirayim means leftover dam, if you want to say means the Shirayim, the dam of the Korban Apnim, which is supposed to put on the outside Mizbeach, for the more of a Hedik Sibra, it's silly over there, are you said Mizbeach Ola, Asher Pesach Ola Moed, it says clearly, it's supposed to put it on the side that Pesach Oyem Moed, it's supposed to put it clearly on the side that's facing towards the Pnim. So it says clearly, Hashem, the Nisnim be such a negative Pesach, the Sivi Shefer, it says the Cholam, Hashem Pesach, it's the only Nisnimur over here. The Sivi, secondly, Kol Hanito Bachutz, the Nosim of Pnim Manu, why doesn't it say the opposite way? Something you take with was the Chachitzain to be put on the inside. Learn if you want to tell me Gicholam. Shiyom HaKippurim, it means the coals that you're going to use to burn the Ketoros. On Yom Kippur, again, the Hedik Sibur says clearly in the passage of this. But it says clearly, V'lokach molei hamachta, gach v'yesh, it says clearly, take a handful, take a shovelful of the Gecholim. So Rashi says, then, Mifnei Hashem, it's at the end of the passage. Ta'anu, it's out to him. So also says clearly over there, so what do you need this limit over here and the mission over here? Ela rather means like this. Ela kol ha-nitol v'fnim limos in bachutz. Something that's taken from the pnim to be used on the outside. Meaning the shnei b'zichim levoyna shalechem ha-ponim. The two b'zichim that was on top of the shulchan, that lechem ha-ponim. The gemir that we learned, the gemir mishurayim. We learned that from mishurayim. That the place where to burn the Shnei Bezichim is on the Mizbech HaChitzain. So they would take something out of the Pnim to put on the Mizbech HaChitzain. That's called Kulanita B'Pnim L'Nosim Machutz. That's the Shnei Bezichim L'Avon Shalechem HaPonim. The Rat the Gemir Mishirayim run out from Shirayim. Hanito B'Chutz. Yeah. So now this Abiyasi is teaching us that you learn that from the Shirayim. Just like the Shirayim is put on Pesach, Oyel Moed, the same thing, the Shnei B'zichim also should be burned on the side closer to the Pesach, on the side closer to the Pnim. Now, what's the other case? Ha'nutu Bachutz, the Nosim B'Pnim, what's called something taken out from the outside Mizbech, to be put into the inside Mizbech? Ki'cholim b'chol yoma v'yoma, the coal that you use every single day to burn the Ketoros every day, the Gomran, Megicholim Shema Kippurim. We learn out these coals every day from the coals that are used on Kippur and Yom Kippurim. And they were supposed to be done Pesach Oyel Moed. And the question is, the mighty Sever, what does a B.A.C. hold? He holds Kula Mizbech Padon Koi, that the whole Mizbech is on the Dorm side of the Yazara. If so, Esrim Visheva Braila Misli should have it after 27, should have to put it. Those 27 amuses should be away from the north side. So it's like this, Rashi explains, that if you tell me the whole Mizbech was on the Dorm side of the Yazara, and the Maisa, the Pesach of the Azor, the Pesach of the Hechol, was 10 Amos. That's Mamash right smack in the Azor. So now, it comes out that out of those 10 Amos, 5 Amos was on Sofon's side, and 5 Amos was on Doron's side. So if the whole Mizbeach was on Doron's side, so the first 5 Amos of the Mizbeach, that's still considered Pesach or Yomayid. So now, the Mizbeach itself was 32 Amos long. Now only the first 5 Amis is kosher. So therefore, it really should be Moshach 27 Amis from the other side to get towards the Dorm side. In other words, if you want to be put on Pesach or Yomayid, it has to be only the most 5 Amis away from the north side of the Mizbeach. There's a whole Marovish Jeremis, the whole Dorm side, only the first 5 Amis of it is connected to Pesach HaMoed. More than that, it's not called Pesach HaMoed anymore. So why do you say, as long as it's moved away, 4 Amos is enough? It has to be moved away 27 Amos from the opposite side of the Dorm side. In order that it should only be on those 5 Amos, which is Pesach HaMoed. V'inamik seven, even if you tell me that Kedushas Heichel, V'yulam Chodi, they tell me the Kedushas Heichel and the Ulam has the same Kedusha. So the Ulam was 20 Amos wide. So Esther and Vatati Bay, if it's 20 Amos, so you have 10 Amos of the Mizbeach, which is still called Pesach the Ulam. And so true, the first 10 Amos is good, but the next 22 is no good. And the Zech itself was 32 wide. So only 10 Amos was good. So still it should have been 22 Amos away from the opposite side of the Mizbeach. What? It only said it has to be Moshach 4 Amos. Yetati boy maisi. Vi kisof, you tell me, chetzi of bitzofen, for chetzi of bedorin, that he holds, Rabbi Yossi holds, that half of the Mizbeach was on the Tzofen side of the Azorah, and only the other half was on the Doron side. So if so, still, chad sorry, boy le missi. It should have been 11 Amos away. Even if you want to tell me only half of the Mizbeach was on the Doron side, so half of that, half of 32, is 16. So out of that 16, and now half of it is 5 Amos more. So that's 5 minus 16 is 11. So it should have been 11 Amos away from the Dorm side to be considered Pesach HaMoed. So what's going on? How come he says it only has to be Moshach 4 Amos? So where it says, the Yelik, the 7 maybe, he holds altogether, he holds that half of the Mizbeach was unsoftened. And also he holds that Kedushas Heichel Ulam Chodim Ilsa, that the Kedushas Ulam is also like the Kedushas Heichel. So again, the Ulam was 20 Amos wide. So now you have 10 Amos on the left side of the Mizbeach. So half of the Mizbeach was on Sofon's side. Now the other half that was on Doron's side, 10 Amos of that is also still considered Pesach HaMoed. If so, Shis Boi L'Nisi. If so, then you have 6 left over. Like half of 32 is 16. So on the left side of the Mizbeach, those 16 Amis, 10 Amis of it was like a Pesach HaMoed, but 6 was not. So still a kasha. Why does it only say that to be Moshach 4 Amis? It should have been Moshach 6 Amis away from the Dorm side in order to make it Pesach HaMoed. El Olav isn't the pshat from the B'yesi Olav Mishum Niksovar Kula Mizbeach B'tzof and Koi. As a pshat from Rabbi Yossi, as he holds, the whole Mizbeach really was on the Tzofen side of the Azara. If so, why the Chlal do you have to move away then Daor Amos? Why does he say to be Moshach Daor Amos from the Dorim? So, Kula Mizbeach B'tzof and Koi. V'ana Yab Amos, Amo Yisoid, V'yamos Soid, which means one Amo of Yisoid. And another that the Soid goes around. The Yama Mokum Kronos. And one Amma the Mokum in the Kern, it's no good. The Yama Mokum Ragla Kanan. And another Amma where the Kanan used to walk around. The Chimaskul Kamei Tfei Suleka Pesach. Because if you move away more than this, then you won't be near the Pesach. Because we're going now that the whole Mizbeach was on the Tzofen side of the Azara. So it comes out now, you only have the first five Amis from the Tzofen, which is still called Pesach HaYomayit. So you only have those first five Amis, you have to try and put the Merocha there. So the first four Amis you can't because it's taken up here. So the next Amor, at least one Amor of the Merocha, should be opposite the Pesach HaYomayit. So that's the Cheshbon where you have to move away four Amis from the Keren. In order you should have to start making the Merocha that should be opposite the Pesach HaYomayit. Oh, Maravada Baravo, Homani Reb Yudi, who's the girl according to Yudah? Titani, we learned of Yudah, Weimer, Mizbeach, Memutzav Yomid, Biemtsu Azorom. There could be no, he learned Pshat, this goes according to Reb Yudah. And Rashi says, the Olam, Leitedik Menel Reb Yasi Bitsofen, Koi, you have no proof that this goes according to Reb Yasi, means to say that the home is there on the Sofen side. El Arada Reb Yehudi, the Yom Achetzi of Bitsofen, Achetzi Vidoran. There could be half of the Mizbeach was half and half. Could be goes according to Reb Yehuda, the Tanya, Reb Yehuda Weimer. Mizbeach, Memutza V'yomid, B'yemtza Azoro, U'shloishu M'shtayim Amos Hoyuloi. It was 32 Amos wide in Mizbeach. Esther Amos connected Pisco Shleichel. 10 Amos was exactly the middle of the 10, the middle 10 Amos was exactly opposite the Pesach of the Eichel. Achaz Asor Amos Mikan, the Achaz Asor Amos Mikan, there were 11 Amos on one side, and 11 Amos on the other side. Nimtza Mizbeach Mechuf and Keneged Eichel. That the Mizbeach was exactly opposite Eichel. So Mar says, so what? Slave says, Reb Yud, even according to Yudha, Chad Sari Boy Lemeisi. Listen, 11 Amos, it should be away. So why does it say it's only away 4 Amos? Should have been away 11 Amos. Vik Sava Kedusha, say Reb Yud, Mechadim Milsi, it's one thing. Again, Shish Bolim, it should have said 6 Amos away. Misavra Tainu Arbamis. Vadi Ami Yisoyed V'yama Seivev. Arbamis, what he meant to say was Bam Yami Yisoyed V'yama Seivev. He meant to say four Amis, excluding the one Amma of the Yisoyed and one Amma of the Seivev. So it comes out to be 6 Amis away. Therefore it's very good. That's considered Pesach HaYomayit. He has 6 Amis away because the Maisa, half of it, as the Pesach itself was 5, was 10 Amis away. So you have 6 left over, because the 16, half of the Mizbeach is 16, and 10 of it was Pesach HaYomayit, so really should be 6 away from the end. So that's why it says 4, really means 6, it's just 4 excluding the Yisoyed and the Amor of the Seiviv. So therefore, Mar says, Tova Nikma Kreb Yaisi Uve Mutza. Let's say those according to Yisoyed, maybe also holds half of the Mizbeach is on the Tzofen, and here from the Dorum, Mishun Rabbi Yehuda Shemana Le Mumtza Bedya. Because we heard clearly that that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. We didn't hear clearly what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Therefore it says that the price goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says clearly that the Mizbeach was right smack in the middle of the Azor. Now the Mar says, Rav Shavi Omar, Shavi says in the Tarots, that Hermani Rabbi Yehuda Haglilihi, I tell that this price goes according to Rabbi Yehuda Haglili. So Rashi says like this, the Dalad Amos to Ketoni Behadi Yamo Yisoyed V'Yam Seiviv. It could be that it says you have to go away for Amos, that's including the Yam of the Yisoyed and the Yam of the Seiviv. And it can be Medayik from here, like we learned before, that the Mizbeach is Bitzofen Koi. The whole Mizbeach is on the Tzofen side. But a meal... You don't hear clearly what he holds. Therefore, maybe the price goes according to Yehuda, like we said before, and not according to Rabbi Yosi. So the kiss of Shavi is answering Hamani Rabbi Yosi Aglilihi. That the price attacking the Sechta Tomid, the Mishnah Sechta Tomid holds that the home is there within the Sechta Tomid, that goes according to Rabbi Yosi Aglilihi Shita. But not according to the Stam Rabbi Yosi, which is Rabbi Yosi the Chalashta. That's the Raya. The Tani Belait, Rabbi Yosi Aglilihi Omer, Mitor Shemem, it's the first success. From a sat or a sat kiyo, then I am made, it's supposed to put the kiyo between the I am made, Rashi says, and the Mizbeach. Because at one person says the kiyo is between the I am made and the Mizbeach. And another person says, to go another person says,